Good morning. Welcome to a bonus Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Doing a bonus broadcast this week, recording this ahead of Saturday, but wanting to follow along the prayer guide and the prayer points this week. Followed along with the word change. The word I used as the outline in this past Sunday's sermon, and so decided that not to leave you hanging as we looked at the C-H-A-N-G, but to do the Saturday devotion with the E. And so today we're on this road of change. We're going to focus in on this road of encouragement. The change that God accomplishes in our life ought to be an encouragement to others, just as the change he accomplishes in others' lives ought to encourage us. And all of this works together to help others not only know the change that is available in their life, but they would desire it, and they would be encouraged to seek it and to obtain God's help. And so today we're going to look at Romans chapter 15, verse 4. And it says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." God's Word is designed not simply to be informational, but to be transformational. Its purpose is to change us as it introduces us to Jesus, as it brings us into relationship with Jesus. The words themselves are simply words. The power is in the author. It's in God. It's in His Son. It's in His Spirit. And we live with the encouragement of God's Word, which the Bible says is designed to teach us, to encourage us, to correct us, to rebuke us. Now, we like part of that most of the time. We're not so sure about the correction, and we're definitely not sure about rebuking. Not of us. And yet God says those elements are necessary to bring about the change in our life that He has begun, the change that He will complete. And it's in the midst of this encouragement that we live with hope. A God that never fails. A God that is with us. A God that loves us. And by design, this encouragement of Scriptures is, well, it's not just for you, it's not just for me, it's for all who would come. The Bible says, "Let the one who is thirsty come and drink." Let them come. Encourage them. Fill them up. Sustain them. Oh, we don't do that by our power or wisdom or might or intellect or anything else of us. We do it by God's Word, with the help and power of His Spirit. It's the hope that's contained within the pages of the Bible, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, the Word revealed in Jesus. And the encouragement that we live with is an encouragement that God can change anyone who yields to Him. And throughout this week, we've talked and we've prayed about those six elements of change: the conviction, the humility, the action, the notice that people take when change does take place, the gentleness, and the encouragement. And my encouragement for you today and throughout this week and throughout your life is that you would celebrate the transformation that God is continuing to do in your life. And you would live with hope, not a wishful thinking, a confident expectation that God will indeed bring His work to completion in your life. And that you also live with hope, that confident expectation that He will not forget those who are His. And He can accomplish the same transformation in others that He's doing in you. So pray for one another. Pray for those in the midst of change. Pray for yourself. Pray for those that to this point in life have been resistant to God's change. Ask God to do a work that He wants to do, that only He can do. And rejoice with the encouragement that God is faithful. And His will, His work will be completed. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You for this day that we have, this day to be reminded of the encouragement that we have received from Your Word, from Your Spirit, from the work already being accomplished in our life because of Jesus. And may that encouragement help us to encourage others. Change is often difficult. It's often uncomfortable. It's many times even resisted. And we need that encouragement of Your Word. We need that encouragement of one another to stay with it, to stay the course, to allow Your work to be completed in our life, to allow Your work to be completed in the lives of others, to never give up on ourselves, to never give up on others, to definitely never give up on You. And so God, today, may we be encouraged to encourage others. And in so doing, may we lift up Jesus so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been a bonus Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.